There's a new TikTok trend. Anytime you say that out loud, you just brace yourself, right?
Yeah, I think that they're probably going to be eating something, ingesting something, some nonsense like that.
No, it's dumber than that.
Okay.
It's happening in London right now. And what it is, it's people walking into random strangers' homes for clout. So just walking into a stranger's house.
Yeah, great.
James.
Hi.
You mind come?
Hello, James.
We need to speak to James.
James.
Yep, just walking into a stranger's house and the family freaking out, being like, oh my gosh, who is this person? Why are they in our home? And being filmed the entire time.
But that's stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah. Seems like it's smarter over in England, I gotta tell you, than it is here in the United States, though.
With our dumb things?
I mean, it's just be honest, there's a lot less... There's less gun violence in the United States or in England than there is in the United States.
That would not work here, definitely.
Yeah. So in England, there's a lot less firearms, and here there's a lot more. I wouldn't recommend this, teenagers.
All right, I'm going to play a game. It's called TikTok Fake or Real.
Okay.
I'm going to read you and tell you about a trend, and you tell me, is it fake or real? Okay?
Okay.
The hashtag Clean Your Room Challenge. This is how fast a teenager can clean their room, and they post it on TikTok.
I would say that is fake.
That is fake.
Yes.
I just made that up, and I'm hoping it catches on. I hope that people do it, and then, like, that is one that I can sign on to. How fast can you clean your room? I'll time you. Got to do it in 15 seconds to make this TikTok. Ready, go.
That would be a great trend.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
How about NyQuil chicken, where people dip their chicken into NyQuil and then eat it to help them feel better when they're sick?
That sounds disgusting. I hope that's a lie.
That's a real thing.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a news report.
It's called the NyQuil Challenge, or Sleepy Chicken, and it started on TikTok. It's a foul kind of high that isn't flying with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Oh. Mm-hmm. See what you did there? It's a foul kind of high
that
isn't flying. Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good, though.
Yeah, all these health officials had to say, like, please stop doing this. You're going to die.
Gosh.
Yeah. How about hashtag vampire fangs?
Vampire fangs? That sounds fake.
I'm going to file my teeth down with a nail file because they are not perfect. I have some ridges, and we're balling on a budget.
Brace yourselves. It's a TikTok trend that's making many people cringe.
Filing
teeth with a nail file.
Guys, it's literally working. Wait, let me give myself some vampire teeth now.
Yep.
Oh.
So vampire,
I'm not good at this game.
No, vampire fangs and teeth filing, both real trends. Vampire fangs, people were super gluing like the Halloween fangs on, and the dentists were having a heart attack. And then they also freaked out the dentist when people started filing their teeth to get rid of the ridges.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Hashtag jump off the Brooklyn Bridge challenge.
That sounds absolutely terrifying and not real. Nobody's going to do that.
It's not real.
Thank you.
Yeah, I made that one up. And it's when you try to convince your parents that all your friends are doing something, so you should do it too. All right, how about the frozen honey challenge? And that's where you eat frozen honey, and it's supposed to be like ice cream.
I think I remember this. This was real, right?
Last night, I froze some honey in a small plastic bottle to see what this frozen honey trend is all about. Look how cool this looks. I used some scissors to cut a piece just so the rest of my family can enjoy it. And the verdict is...
so good.
Now, the only thing...
Look at how cool this looks. It's just frozen honey.
Right. The problem is a lot of people got diarrhea from it.
Oh.
So the doctors had to come over and be like, hey, not good to eat it like this. Not a good thing for you.
Oh,
like, small doses of honey is fine. Big ones are going to really mess with your gastrointestinal system.
Yeah. Still better than walking into a stranger's house, though.
True.